Unfriendly weather and lower premium rates point to more Corn Belt crop insurance in 2013. Many farmers are making long-range plans to manage crop production risk in 2013 in the wake of some of the latest weather forecasts for less than favorable crop growing conditions. With lower crop insurance premiums for much of the Corn Belt and lower soil moisture anticipated, your neighborly crop insurance agent may be doing land office business in early March. USDA's Risk Management Agency recently released maps showing 2013 premium changes for corn and soybeans compared to 2012, which were lower than 2011 in states where new ratings were tested. And despite a significant drought across two-thirds of the nation and subsequent high market prices that crop insurance uses to reimburse subscribers, rates for crop insurance premiums will be going down in many Corn Belt states for corn and beans. USDA's Risk Management Agency, the RMA, which oversees the crop insurance program, says its plans to change the way premiums are calculated will be implemented. And compared to 2012, corn and soybean premiums will change in many states. Some of the changes proposed by RMA were tested with success in 2012, and more will be implemented in 2013. The rates will be phased in to prevent significant cost changes. That meant in 2012, USDA's trial premiums took in less money than would have been expected. The changes to the premiums are based on recommendations from industry experts. Among those recommendations are that weather data will be incorporated in a way that rare events, such as a drought, is carefully weighted. Prevented planting and replant payments will be based on weather and not state borders. More weight will be given to recent years to reflect current agronomic practices. So how does your yield compare to your county yield? Your premium may go up or down, says USDA. RMA will also update factors that account for differences in risk across individual growers, as indicated by their own average yield compared to the county average yield. To the extent that a grower's average yield is above the midpoint yield, or the reference yield for the county, his or her premium rate is reduced, and vice versa. These updates are based on loss data accumulated over the last several years. But will crop insurance really be needed in 2013? Well, your guess is as good as your neighbor's guess. But the weather folks are talking up a storm about the potential for dry conditions in the coming year at the minimum. The drought will likely continue through next year, according to Illinois State climatologist Jim Angel. He told a Mississippi River conference a couple of days ago, so what that means is that it's going to take a long time to get out of the mess. He says, I don't see tropical storms running through Oklahoma anytime soon, and it's going to be a long, slow recovery from this particular drought. Angel's assessment is corroborated by Iowa State meteorologist Elwin Taylor, who says the 2012 crop pulled the moisture out of 8 feet of soil, requiring 16 additional inches of precipitation to return to normal conditions. And he adds, it's not likely that subsoil moisture will be fully replenished by the beginning of the 2013 planting season. He says such deficits increase the risk of low yields and prevents recovery of stream, river, and pond levels to normal. Taylor agrees also with Angel's low, long, slow recovery analysis. He says severely deficit precipitation years of the magnitude of 2012 do not recover to normal annual precipitation in a single year. Accordingly, he says an additional year of significant moisture stress is considered to be not unlikely, and a fourth consecutive year of below-trend U.S. corn yield a distinct possibility. The probabilities will become more definitive in the early weeks of 2013 as the likely phase of the El Niño-La Niña for the growing season becomes manifest, according to Taylor. Taylor says the trend corn yield for 2013 should be near 160 bushels, but he's forecasting about 147 bushels. Well, he also says that July 22, 2010 was the birth date of the latest La Niña, which brought the 2012 drought. Elwin Taylor says the Pacific equatorial sea surface temperature, which determines either El Niño or La Niña conditions, has been trending toward another La Niña since late summer. The eastern Corn Belt has a better chance of escaping more drought than the western Corn Belt in the eyes of Ken Scheringa. He's on the climatology staff at Purdue and says the Gulf of Mexico is the key to breaking the drought. He says the Gulf is a major source of our moisture, and it's really hard to shut off that water supply for an extended time. He says his research shows the longest that Indiana droughts have lasted, about 18 months. The state can have a frequent minor drought, but if they happen in the colder months, the impacts are less than if they happen during the growing season. Scheringa says with no direct path to Gulf moisture, he says it's more difficult for the western states to break a drought pattern. But he says once western droughts take hold, they can last multiple years, or even a decade. So in summary, weather specialists are making a case for continued drought conditions into 2013, and possibly beyond, with the reemergence of a La Nina climate trend and a less costly opportunity to manage that potential production risk. Regarding the weather, the 2012 crop removed 16 inches of water from the topsoil and subsoil, and it'll take a long time to regain that lost moisture. Forecasts for 2013 point to short crop soil moisture throughout much of the Corn Belt. At the same time, USDA's newly released crop insurance ratings indicate that most Corn Belt states will have lower corn and soybean premiums, despite the drought of 2012, and lower crop yields. The reason is that Corn Belt farmers have been paying more premiums than they have in getting back, and the system is supposed to have equal dollars in premiums and indemnity payments. I'm Stu Ellis.